Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, into the third and final hour of this Tuesday, May 17, 2005, transmission against tyranny. I'm your info warrior right here in my little command base in Central Texas. You're out there in your area fighting as well, and I commend you. Riding shotgun with us for the rest of this broadcast is Paul Watson, my great webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His brother does InfoWars.net. And my wife and Ryan Slickhuysen do Infowars.com and help update the other sites as well. And we're talking about just a plethora of news. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Paul, your government says brace for terror attack any minute, but they leave the tunnel open to France to let thousands of Muslims a night, I've seen the broadcast from England, pour through unmolested. Over here, our government's telling the Border Patrol to stand down. That's the White House telling them. But terrorists are about to attack any minute. We better give all our liberties up. And Congressman Tom Tancredo, the head of the Border Caucus Immigration Committee, just said it's about a new world order, about the Pan-American Union. I mean, people have got to stop denying this.
Well, exactly. And again, as in your country, in this country, the foundation of not only keeping people in fear, but convincing them in the first place that this whole war on terror even exists is fake terror alerts, of which we just had another in this country right before the election with the so-called Ryerson Ring, which was set to attack London. Turned out that it was all made up by the intelligence agencies, and when that came out in The Guardian and on a BBC awards show for a program called The Power of Nightmares, which went through the history of this, it got censored. The government ordered a shutdown of the story because it came out that the whole alert was fake.
But we reported that 2.5 years ago, that the Ryerson alert was totally staged. But that didn't stop Blair, and it's totally clear, from having somebody detonate a firecracker outside the British Embassy inside a plant of flowers, a vase of flowers, to terrorize. See, the terrorists are striking us. Vote for me.
Exactly. And he got enough of the vote to get back in. He got 33% of the vote, and under 60% of the country voted, which means that less than a quarter of the entire country support this government, which gives you an idea of the opposition building against all this.
But meanwhile, they've got staged opposition with the Tories.
Oh, yeah. The Tories ran on the same platform, pro-national ID card, which was introduced yesterday in the Queen's speech. It was supposedly defeated, but they just brought it right back out again.
They're defeating that every month. I mean, at least there you're able to defeat it. Here, we have staged elections, so they just pass it through 100 to zip. But, you guys keep throwing it out, but they keep bringing it back up every month. I mean, how many years has this been going on?
Well, they first talked about it about 15 years ago. They're still trying. And, of course, the Tories were pro-war as well. So
don't worry, you'll have the special electronic voting machine soon.
Good.
And they'll say, oh, you voted for the national ID card.
Well, they're talking about making it a criminal offense not to vote in this country. So you have to support the dictatorship.
Yeah, and then they'll just have all the idiot foreigners come vote. I tell you, it is unbelievable, Paul. I want to get briefly into eugenics and this ABC News report and a few other tidbits, and we'll go right to calls. And we'll just go to calls first, then we'll get into news. What are some of the other things on your mind, Paul?
As I mentioned before, the so-called Al-Qaeda number 3, another fake terrorist, we can go through that. And how your tax dollars are going overseas to fund torture and genocide with our friends in the Uzbekistan government who like to boil people alive.
Well, they're fighting Al-Qaeda, Paul. We'll be right back as we cover the attack on the Republic.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got Paul Joseph Watson riding the shotgun with us. A ton of news on eugenics, the economy, the war in Iraq. It's all coming up. But let's get some of these great callers out of the way. They've been holding for time immemorial. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Denver, Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Great show as always. Going to interview with Tom Tancredo, I'm sure you're aware of this. A week and 2 days ago, there was a off-duty Denver police officer who was shot by a guy who later came out, is in this country, well, in this country illegally, and they've been looking for him. Last I heard, they were looking in California, but they suspect he might be in Mexico. I'm just curious what you think. If he winds up being in Mexico, how is that going to shake out?
Well, Mexico doesn't have any extradition here, and most of the time they won't even charge people down there when there's evidence of it. It's ultra-massive. You know, we give up all of our rights in this internationalism, but just basic stuff that every other country in the world, except for Israel and one or two others, I mean, even communist China has extradition back to this country, but Mexico and Israel do not have extradition. And I was on a radio show, and right after I went off it's not KOA, it's KFI in L.A. a few months ago. Right after I went off, I was listening on the web. They had the district attorney on, and he was talking about tens of thousands of crimes a year in L.A. where the people go back to Mexico, and Mexico says, we don't care, you can't have them. So it's very, very, very serious. And in the border states, Texas, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, fully, and it's higher in L.A., but fully one-third of the violent crimes are illegal aliens, and the majority of those, of course, are from Latin America, but many others are Russian and Chinese and you name it. So I didn't hear about that Denver case, but we should be mad when they shoot and kill or injure anybody, not just a police officer. That cop is worth as much as anybody else, and no more or no less. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is last night when it happened. And in the paper, this little blurb, it said, Mexico, if the case involves either death penalty or life sentence with no parole, will not send them back. So
yeah, that's right.
If that's where if he's smart, he'll go to Mexico, and he's not necessarily untouchable, but it'll be very difficult.
Look, everybody knows that who has got dual citizenship with Mexico or Israel. I mean, how many cases? I mean, folks, there are thousands.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. Paul, comments?
Well, I mean, you're lucky that you even have a debate about it in that country. In this country, they don't even use the term illegal immigrants. They call them asylum seekers. Now, granted, there are some people who genuinely seek asylum from foreign dictatorships, but certainly not everyone, and that's what everyone's called in this country that tries to get in. So if you don't support the introduction of asylum seekers, then you support these foreign dictatorships. That's how the debate works in this country.
Unbelievable.
So there is no debate.
All right. Thank you for the call. Great points, Robert. Up next in Ohio, Ruben. Go ahead, Ruben.
Alex, I got three things for you. Number one, you're making a comparison between Vader and George Weapons of Mass Destruction Bush.
No, I'm making a comparison between the Empire with Darth Vader, and I'm not the one making it. I've made it, but now everybody's making it. So I'm commenting on it, and the globalists that control our government.
I was just going to say both Vader and Bush have twins for children. Not that I'm naive enough to believe.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Second thing, I have a 9/11 story for you. Last year I heard David Von Kleiss on Coast to Coast, and he brought up an article that I first found on your website, prisonplanet.com, where planes landed at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on September the 11th.
Yeah, a lot of mysterious stuff happened. What was Dave back on Coast to Coast?
This was a year ago.
Okay.
Okay, so the article was real fresh in my head. It was a Cincinnati WCPO TV station had this article on their website for 3 years, and they said Flight 93 and possibly Flight 175 landed in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, they did shut down the airport, and a bunch of weird, mysterious stuff happened.
Well, this one TV station said that it was Flight 93 due to a bomb threat and that Mayor Mike White routed the plane safely and evacuated to see if there was an actual bomb on there. Well, it just so happens that at this fancy restaurant I work at up here in Northeast Ohio, Mayor Michael R. White, who was the mayor of Cleveland at the time, he was giving a speech to women or whatever. So I approached him in the parking lot. And I asked him, I said, you know, how you doing? Made some small talk. And I asked him, do you remember what happened to the planes on September the 11th that were landed at Cleveland Hopkins International due to a bomb threat? And Mayor Michael White said, no, I don't remember. And that threw me for a loop because, you know, everybody remembers exactly what they were doing on that day. And he doesn't remember about these two planes that landed on the runway. And then I read to him the story. And he said, oh, I know what you're talking about, but that wasn't on September the 11th. And I said, well, was it before or after? He said, I don't recall, but it was a separate event. So that may be insignificant or maybe something else. I just thought I'd share that with you.
It's very interesting.
And
a lot of weird stuff happened that day. They had so many drills going with other aircraft that were, quote, part of the drill, and that's why the airports and NORAD and the FAA were standing down. And so they had ghost flights, we know this, that mirrored the real flights to confuse everybody. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, and that's why you'll get different explanations of different types of aircraft in the skies over Pennsylvania on that day.
They meant to do this to confuse. This is what the CIA and others do.
Yeah, I mean, to say they could have switched planes is a reasonable argument with the evidence, but then the opposing argument would be why complicate the whole thing? There's definitely a danger that if you get bogged down with the minutiae of the details of the attack, that a lot of those things are kind of obvious government disinfo, whereby you forcefully claim, for example, that no plane hit the Pentagon, and then in 6 months' time the government releases the video of Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. I mean, there's no doubt that Flight 175 that hit the South Tower does not look like a 767 from any of the footage, but it's not something that we exhaustively offer as proof of government involvement, because it's very dangerous to do so, and we have evidence which is even more damning. But a lot of people do, and, you know, we've gave them time in the past to air those pieces of evidence, so we're still trying to remain balanced on the issue, but we have presented some of those.
Yeah, we're sticking to Bush funding Bin Laden, the Carlyle
right,
Group,
right.
Tripling its or quadrupling its profits. Yeah. We focus on CIA insider trading, the NORAD drills, the plane standing down, Dick Cheney in control, the so-called hijackers being government
right.
agents. We can prove that. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Kai.
Sure, go ahead.
Just to let you know, I gave this, I don't know if he's on the up or not, but I gave Michael White a copy of George Humphrey's Great Illusion. It was the only video I had on me at the time. I gave them out to everybody. And, Paul, could I ask you when your birthday is?
It's next week, Tuesday, May 24th.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. How old are you turning?
23.
All right, I appreciate it. We got to go to calls here, folks. Don't ask me my birthday. I don't give that kind of stuff out. I mean, I'll tell you how old I am, but I'm not going to tell you where I live or what my favorite foods are. It's not about Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in New York City. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
You know, you ask, you know, why will people not confront this madness that's all around us? And I got to tell you, you know, I think part of it, and not all of it, but part of it is the inability for people to have a free, open conversation about, for instance, the role of Israel in the world and America's ties to Israel. The moment you begin even to bring it up, you're immediately labeled an anti-Semite. And after they label you an anti-Semite, the conversation is over. You're kicked out of the conversation. You're ostracized from the room, whatever cocktail party you're in. You're not even allowed to discuss or be remotely critical of anything.
No, I mean, you've made that point. I think it's a taboo is what you're saying.
Yeah, and this is it's an integral part to understanding it and having an open discussion to get people to understand it, to get them to listen to it. But that right there is a dead end. Once you go down that road, which leads me to the point, surely you must have been criticized for it. You've probably been called an anti-Semite, I would imagine. I don't know if you have or not, for even bringing it up.
Well, let me let you go because we're about to break here, and I want to. It's an interesting point, and I want to try to comment on this. I have been attacked by the ADL and by others for not agreeing with every policy of Israel. But they haven't really called me an anti-Semite because I'll sue them if they do. I've told them. But at the same time, I get criticized by everybody and their dog for not saying Israel runs everything and they're the center of evil and that's where Darth Sidious lives and, you know, all of this. I see Israel as run by an organized crime syndicate, just like our government, just like the British government. But because the British government's run by an organized crime syndicate, I don't believe that the British people are bad. Okay? Half of the Israelis in Israel know their government's corrupt, don't like them censoring news, don't like the endless war. They found out that they're funding the Al-Qaeda groups and funding fake terror groups. I mean, that's mainstream Israeli news. And so what the globalists do is they point at the extreme camp that goes, all Jews are evil, seeds of the devil. And if you talk bad about Israel, see, you agree with these guys in white hoods, which is ridiculous. And so that side is bad, and so is the side that says you're going to hell if you don't worship Israel, when all the prophets came to say, Israel, you're run by corrupt people, you're not doing what God told you to do. I mean, Moses threw his tablets down on the people that run the world today. Regardless of what group they are, that evil group that follows the Babylon mystery religions. And are there a group of Jews that are devil-worshipping New World Order people? Yes. Do they work with Nazis? Yes. Is truth stranger than fiction? Yes. But to perseverate on Jews all day, it actually helps the New World Order. Because they want to mix a debate into anything we talk about, adding Israel into it for what you just said. But if you go at it from the angle I do, you can wake people up. I'm against the organized crime figures that run Israel.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical, ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Tom in New York and others are coming up, then I'm going to plunge the news with Paul. But, Paul, I mean, the people that love to bash Jews all day, it's like they're, you know, little kids that have stolen the Playboy magazine out from, you know, under their parents' bed or something. They just constantly rattle on about it as if it's doing anything to the New World Order. And they even criticize me ad nauseum. Why is Alex Jones talking about Nazis? Why is Alex Jones talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because every time I've done real study, not lazy bones behavior, it's led me back to death cults. And it doesn't matter if somebody's a Jew or a German, they're in this death cult. That's who really runs things. We just posted new photos that they got out from inside Skull and Bones. on a little-known Discovery Channel program, or History Channel program, that hardly even ran, showing the horrible satanic stuff in there. And I've really studied this, folks, and this is what's running it. This is the most powerful group. It's high-level Masons, even above P2. And again, I'm not bashing all Masons. I'm saying it's the highest-level ones. Most of the others are useful idiots. See, if you just bash Masons, most Masons who aren't high-level think you're a liar because they're not high-level. If you bash Jews go, well, I'm not bad, you're a liar. Or if you bash Catholics, they're going to go, hey, why are you bashing me? It's evil people in control of all these major groups. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years. You've been doing it for, what, 12, 13, 14 years. I've never seen one piece of evidence which suggests that one race, whether it be Jews or Muslims or Christians, control the world. Are there racist, myopic groups out there which say that without any evidence? Yes, and it's because they're racist. What we'll do is we'll post the article and the photographs where 100,000 Orthodox Jews are in New York City protesting against the Israeli government turfing Palestinians off their land, which they also do to Orthodox Jews in Israel. And you can have 100,000...
The CPS in Israel is taking a lot of the Orthodox Jews' children.
Yeah, I mean, so, and they know that the Israeli government is not representative of Jews, just like the American government is not representative.
I mean, is there a particular organized crime gang that happens to be a group that call themselves Jews that are really an Eastern European tribe? Do they love prancing around saying they're Jews? Do they love us bashing them as Jews? Absolutely, they love it.
Yeah, they love it. And, I mean, that's why, you know, Ariel Sharon says things like, we control America, because he loves that kind of power trip. But he's just, you know, mid-level like all the rest of them. And this larger global crime syndicate controls them all.
And when that larger global crime syndicate really gets together, they devil worship. That's what they are, folks. They're devil worshipers. They're not Jews. They're not Easter bunnies. They're devil worshipers. And that's from research, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom. Tom, where are you calling from?
New York City.
Welcome.
How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Just started getting to some of your information over the past couple of weeks, and I really appreciate it. Just wondering what you think is the real story in the U.S. behind, like, drug wars and the marijuana wars and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, sir. Take care. What goes on is, and it's really simple, is that they sell you on a counterculture and tell you drugs are cool with the media they own. And then you use the drugs because you think they're cool, and then they put you in one of their private prisons that the drug cartels own. And then when you hear about a drug cartel getting busted, it's a drug cartel that's small and wasn't paying its cut. And they've caught the CIA more than 100 times shipping giant plane loads and train loads and ship loads of cocaine and heroin in. And the very same companies that own those operations own the private big pharma cartels pushing drugs that are even worse than illegal drugs on our children. So the drug culture is a bunch of idiots for thinking they're rebellious and cool. You're a bunch of moron punks using Uncle Sam's dope. Stop it. And the people with the drug war putting everybody in prison are a bunch of scum, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how they sell it as rebellion when it's the ultimate form of conformity.
And, slavery.
You know, what's the first thing they did after they went into Afghanistan? Kicked out the drug control agency. We gained control of that Golden Crescent, and the opium, the heroin, started flooding onto major British and American streets within months.
Absolutely. And, you know, is it because they don't want you to open your mind with the drugs? And is it because the drugs are so cool and they just don't want you to... They want you to use drugs. They advertise them as rebellious. Europe put up signs saying don't smoke cigarettes, and smoking doubled in 10 years. People do what they think is rebellious and cool. Well, the real rebellion's right here, and it's about life and death. So all the young people out there on drugs, get off of them. Go for a bike ride. Go play baseball. Spend time with your family. Go out and look at the night sky with a telescope. Go hiking. Go mountain biking. Stop using their drugs. Okay? You're a bunch of idiots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, man, we're going to defeat the New World Order with Howard Dean, dude. And by smoking pot, we really fight the tyranny. That defeats them. No, it doesn't. Get it straight. I'm against the drug war. I'm from total legalization. Okay? Because it's a fraud. Back when you could buy all this stuff on the street corner at the local drugstore, very few Americans were on it. By making it illegal, you put money into it through the black market, you build criminal gangs, you empower the corrupt police, it goes on and on. Paul Watson, any more comments on the phony drug war?
Well, no, I mean, just to say, I don't take drugs, but I've been around people who do. And not once in my entire life have I ever had a mind-expanding conversation with somebody on drugs.
I agree with you. I mean, it's just, you know, people get mad because I'm against the drug war and they love that, but then I don't fawn at their feet about their disgusting drug culture. That it's now public. The documents were released after he died, his own diary. Timothy Leary was a CIA, FBI minion out to push the drug culture. Gloria Steinem was given CIA money as an officer to start Miss Magazine to break our families up. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a bunch. And look, I've smoked cigarettes and cigars. They're horrible. I've drunk beer, you know, quite a bit. It's not good for me. I mean, low levels are, but, you know, the problem is you tend to drink a lot of it. I mean, none of this stuff's good, folks, but it doesn't mean I'm for controlling it, because when you control it, it actually causes more of it. because it puts money into it and then creates a market and a mechanism to deliver it to market, Paul.
Well, yeah, and then you look at the so-called cultural leaders like Timothy Leary. You know, what ended up happening to him? Did his mind evolve to such a great level? No, he turned into an alcoholic deadbeat and then he died. I mean, nothing good happens on drugs.
The fact is, we've got all the drugs we need right here in our brains that God gave us. When you do good works, when you are happy, when you're working hard, when you're doing the right thing, you feel super good. In fact, you feel too good. I've got too much energy sometimes. I'm a kind of a holic, a workaholic. I've tried to get Lord Watson to be a workaholic, which he's doing a better job of.
You're the benchmark, Alex.
I don't know about that. Hey, but speaking of lordliness, we've got Bush on record saying he wants to be a dictator. Let's play that clip.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Let's hear that one more time.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Folks, that's a real clip, okay, Paul?
Well, I don't think you'd hear George Washington say anything like that. Let's just put it that way.
But we have, Bill Clinton said similar things. We're seeing a dictatorship being set up of the elite in this country. It's totally against all of our morals, our freedoms, our common sense, our way of life, our economy. And people are waking up to it, but they're not moving fast enough to resist it. Paul, I want to just get into PrisonPlanet.tv here for a second. Then I want to get into some of the news. But tell folks what they'll see and get at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They'll get all your documentary films, including, obviously, the latest, Martial Law, all 3 hours, plus DVD extras, Alex's weekly television report, Film Live, and a year's worth of that in the archives, which, you know, equates to dozens and dozens of previous TV reports, all an hour long or more.
And that TV show has won Best TV Show in Austin. You know, normally it's the UT football game or Austin City Limits that wins. In the Reader's Poll, it's a good TV show.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you've got, you know, the tool of television at your disposal that you haven't got on the radio. So, you know, for example, you could play Orwell's 1984, the film version, analyze that, how it's mirroring reality today. So it's just an extension of, you know, what we're trying to get across here. My book, your book, we're going to start work on a new project, which will be on there first for members, of course, as all the documentary films are before they're released. And 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. Credit card or PayPal takes a minute. It's very easy. And we encourage everyone to do it to support the free material, which we could put out to everybody who can't afford subscriptions.
And that pays for the webmaster, so you guys can live in some modicum of a comfort. It's so important, folks. So PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free. My new film, in fact, let me just put you on hold for a second, Paul. I'm going to plug this film and we'll get into the news. Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of the global elite, hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideologies, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into their own prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5+ hours on VHS. You get one copy for $25.95, second copy for $19.95, and third copies, it just keeps going down in price. I've got other great films I've produced, upwards of 75% off. You need these films. They're having a big effect. Get them, make copies, get them out to people. 1-888-253 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, Paul, we've gotten nothing but good reviews about the film. I know we haven't posted any new reviews in a while, but we're still getting them. We should post them. What are the reviews we've been getting for Martial Law?
That it's your best film to date. People like the fact that you're out there on the street. You're not sat in a TV studio. You're seeing what's happening, and people can see it happening right behind you during the Republican National Convention. So if you want to read reviews... they're on the subscription page at prisonplanet.tv, and obviously the martial law page, which is the banner there at the top of the website.
Well, really, I don't promote this film enough. It's my best work, and we're going to be showing it at the Alamo Draft House, three separate showings, two on one date, one on another. Friday, June 3rd, downtown Austin, Alamo Draft House downtown, Friday, June 3rd, 7 and 10 p.m. I'll give a speech beforehand, play the film, and have 15, 20 minutes of question and answer after each showing. And then June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, at 8 p.m., we'll have a longer speech and a longer question and answer at the Alamo Draft House, and that's the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. You can buy tickets online, very easy to do, at Infowars.com. Just link through to the Alamo Draft House website to the subpage. You can purchase it off their secure server right there. I want to see everybody out there. Can't wait to see you. I'll have the books and videos and all the materials there. Paul, I've got this ABC News article that you posted yesterday, and the headline is State Secret, Thousands Secretly Sterilized Secrets, and it says in North Carolina alone, they sterilized tens of thousands. This went on until the mid-1980s. I had guests on about this years ago, and it's been out there, but now it's becoming more widely known, and a lot of women were sterilized without even their own knowledge and without the public's knowledge. Beneath the surface of this southern town with its lush evergreens and winding riverbanks and a largely forgotten legacy of pain, secrecy, and human indignity, my heart still bleeds and it will bleed forever because of what happened to me, local resident Elaine Riddick said. Riddick was one of thousands of people secretly sterilized by the state from 1929 to 1974. Not true. Went on to 85 in Oregon. From the 1900s to 1970... some 65,000 women and men, now again, folks, it was over 400,000 total, this is one program, were sterilized in this country, meaning without their knowledge as part of a government eugenics program to keep so-called undesirables from reproducing. And they would come grab them. It says social workers had labeled her promiscuous. They came and grabbed her, knocked her out, and cut her uterus out. The point is, it's 400,000. This particular program, they say 65,000. I have the other articles where they say 400,000, 350,000. And they did this to people that made under a B+. Now, that's even been in PBS documentaries. How could this go on for 70, 80 years without anybody in the general public knowing it? It was a federal government secret. Paul, I mean, you can't keep things like this secret. You can't keep 9/11 secret. Balderdash, poppycock, your comments.
Well, again, it goes back to the thing you hear time and time again. When you get in debates with people, they'd never do something like this when all throughout history we see that people who get in positions of power, you know, bad people, but bad people who think they're doing good. It's this social Darwinism, sick justification that these people had poor intelligence, thereby that was a reason to stop them from, you know, procreating.
Well, a few months ago, the legislature, they argued, the chairman and people there at the meeting, the doctors for the state, that these people genetically are weak. That's why we're putting over two-thirds of the foster children on drugs. And it's just this particular case with Riddick. She went in to have a baby at age 13, and they labeled her promiscuous and feeble-minded and sterilized her. But there were other cases even more egregious than this, Paul, where they'd have medical students cut uteruses out and cut testicles off. I mean, this is some vicious stuff, folks.
Well, yeah, and you know the people making the policy. I mean, that's pure evil. But then the people who carry it out sold this, goes back to the whole Straussian noble lie thing of the greater cause.
But how did they keep it secret? It was secret until the mid-80s. It's now admitted. But the point is, folks, they keep secret whatever they want. Because I hear this thing about 9-11, it comes out, it just never comes out on the nightly news, so the average American doesn't know.
Well, exactly, and I mean, maybe there's a reason for releasing it now. I don't know. It's probably just to sweep it under the carpet and prevent some kind of widespread investigation by kind of just acknowledging it at least.
Well, we know this is still going on. That's my point. They're doing testing on prisoners in prisons. They're putting stuff in vaccines. I mean, they're doing, I mean, they've had, it's now public for about 5 years. If you're 32 years old, now 33, and you were born in a hospital, your blood was put in an illegal federal DNA database. If you lived in England, Australia, Canada, the U.S., or New Zealand, this has happened to you.
And in the Netherlands, they're euthanizing newborn babies with simple birth defects that can be fixed very easily.
Cleft lip. Cleft palate. Simple stuff. Oh, they wouldn't have a good life with that little scar on their lip. Oh, I got a couple friends that had cleft lips. It's better for the government just to walk them out in the street and blow their heads off, Paul.
Well, yeah, and there was another case in Britain whereby a baby's ill. The parents are holding out hope for its recovery. They're flying the best surgeons in the world over. But it's down to the mandate of one judge who decrees that this baby should die. Same in every case.
But it doesn't matter. We have our feel-good issues where Bush passes laws to kill people begging for food, but then he fights for one lady, so he must be good.
Well, yeah. I mean, when he, on death row, he joked about the woman who begged him for death, and he's supposedly pro-life.
We're talking about passing a law in Texas where your insurance runs out that they'd let you die.
Yeah, you've got similar laws in this country.
I remember Tony Blair debating socialized medicine, and he said, it's not true. It's not true what the other party says. No, it's not. We only have an 11-month waiting period, not 16 months for cancer surgery.
I mean, there are stories every week about people who need to have legs, arms amputated. They've been on a year, two-year waiting list, and they amputate the wrong leg.
Oh, yeah, and that's when, because you've got all the nice foreign doctors they brought in.
Yeah, on this.
Just like our VA who got their medical license out of a Cracker Jack box.
Well, they call them special skills working visas now. Really skillful to amputate the wrong leg.
Let me tell you, it's a nightmare. I mean, these foreign doctors, I mean, some of them are great, but most of them, but just because their schools aren't as good, folks. I mean, I think you've got to be Indian, though, to have a job with the VA. Whatever happened to affirmative action there? You don't see any black or white doctors there. Everybody I talk to has got to go to the VA. I go, let me guess, your doctor's Indian. How'd you know? Well, that's all there is. And again, their medical schools aren't as good as ours. Oh, it's pointless, Paul. I'm evil. I'm xenophobic now. It's like saying the best cheese, the best chocolate comes from Switzerland. I don't like American chocolate. That means I'm against American chocolate, Paul.
I know, and I mean, it's even worse amongst my peer group with that kind of, it's thought control. You're thought of as racist, xenophobe if you just use certain words, which have become taboo, as we spoke about earlier, homosexual. Using that in a conversation with someone my age in this country, I would be deemed as being a thought criminal.
But heterosexual's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, people are, again, Scotland Yard arrests you if you say the word homosexual. They don't believe that, Paul. Can you repost the Robin Page interview along with the BBC article under it?
Yeah, I can trace back the MP3 audio interview as well.
Yeah, that's in the old Prison Planet, like 3-year-old archives, and then we got the BBC, where they reported, oh, yes, he was very evil, and he apologized, and we had him on the show. He's very evil. He said the word homosexual. He wasn't even criticizing him. Again, folks, that's mind control. Paul, what about these latest Skull and Bones photos we got off of stills, the Cremation of Care website did, these stills off of a Discovery Channel piece where it shows the inside. And I'd heard about these photos, but here they are. This is so scary, these satanic demons and the blood in the fountain. Boy, this sounds very Christian.
I haven't seen those, so that was in any detail, but obviously we're going to grab those, put up a page later on today, and grab the DVD and put it on prisonplanet.tv so people can look forward to that.
Well, what I'll do is place some short clips and comment on it, yeah. Yeah, our good buddies over at thecremationofcare.com have got that. It's really scary. It's on Prison Planet. You haven't seen it yet, Paul?
No, I posted it. I didn't have a chance to look at it in depth.
All right. I tell you, there's just so much other stuff I wanted to cover. Here in the final segment, what else you want to talk about?
We need to talk about the Al-Qaeda number three supposedly arrested.
Yeah, let's talk about fake terror alerts. That's always a good way to close out.
Well, yeah, we documented on the show, you know, from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Ramzi bin al-Shib, the fact that in every case they're either dead, they've already been arrested, or they pop up a week later in a different country. And with the so-called Al-Qaeda number three, a very similar case.
Or there's a fourth thing they do. They go, oh, we arrested him for his security. He's really a CIA officer. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to expose Al-Qaeda right here on InfoWars.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Final segment. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Paul, I mean, there have been a bunch of cases where they arrest the guy and it comes out a month later. Oh, he was really a CIA asset, but they had to stage the arrest to keep him safe. And that's only after people in the government get mad and leak it. Those are just the cases we know about, because most of these Al-Qaeda really are CIA, been on the payroll since the 80s. But in these other cases, I mean, they kill them three or four times, they capture them four or five times, and they never retract the last killing with the next killing. Why do they recycle the same names? Is this like testing to see if they can just lie and get away with it?
Yeah, I think it is, because this latest one is beyond the pale. He was presented to us as Al-Qaeda number three, closely associated with bin Laden, you know, someone who, with recent contact with bin Laden, someone who could lead us to bin Laden. Fox News reveled in it for days. They said it was another sign that Bush was winning the war on terror. I watched the neocon John Gibson show on Fox, and they had government officials and current CIA agents on snickering about how they wished they were in the interrogation room with the Pakistanis so they could torture him. It was all very loving.
But then we're not for torture, and we don't order it, even though the memo says so. But then there's no retraction when it comes out. The government has to admit he's not the guy they said he was.
No, it turns out the London Times described him as among the flotsam jetsam of the organization. Al Libby is his name, spelled L-I-B-B-I, as he was the guy presented to us. But he wasn't the real Mr. Al Libby, which is spelled L-I-B-Y instead of I on the end. So on the basis of a misspelt name, this guy becomes Al-Qaeda number three, becomes a justification that the war on terror is real in the first place.
Meanwhile, Fox won't talk about how Buzzy Krongard told the Times of London face-to-face, we don't want to capture bin Laden, and it's come out in the big newspapers that they're protecting bin Laden.
Well, exactly, but, you know, on the basis of a spelling mistake, they use this as gas mileage to renew the Patriot Act.
So if some terrorist has the name Joheem, they could just change it to Jones and arrest all Joneses.
Exactly, and Americans are none the wiser because it's only in the European newspapers. So we're going to be hearing about this Newsweek retraction for weeks. Where's the retraction that they captured Al-Qaeda number three?
Because now, Paul, what do you get from this Newsweek? What are they, because it's not even clear when I read the articles, what are they supposedly retracting here? Because these reports are all admitted to be true. We have interrogators and others going public, but then Newsweek, what are they retracting?
From what I get, they're retracting that they put a Quran in the toilet.
But that's been coming out for years from everybody getting released. I mean, they admit they, quote, do things that make them uncomfortable.
And the latest on it is that Michael Isaacoff of Newsweek offered his resignation. So that's the latest on it on Drudge Report. So, yeah, it's again about the minutia, when we've had dozens of former internees that have come out and said that they did things, not only torture, but things to disgrace the religion, 10 times worse than putting a Quran in the toilet.
Yeah, the media doesn't want to focus on our own military officers quitting and saying that we were basically, you know, they were defecating on it and urinating on it. And it's so sick, Paul. They really got this stuff figured out, though. They are so good at manipulating.
Well, I mean, if some Christians got caught in Iraq and these guys were, you know, doing these kind of things to the Bible, you can guarantee that would be all over the news.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
If it was false, there'd be no retraction.
All right, well, I appreciate you joining us, Paul, and Godspeed. Look for my big Star Wars article, mirroring, I'm putting a lot of work into it, the globalist compared to the fiction of this movie. Will be a great way to wake the young people up, so be sure to spread it around. God bless you all, and get out there and take on the New World Order.